And welcome back to One-on-One after we did the set change. We have a brand new guest in studio. We're going to have some fun here coming up
real quick.
We have Brittany Berningen here from OKM Music, and it's Oktoberfest.
It is Oktoberfest. It's this Saturday. We are getting close.
Weekend.
Very close.
How are we doing on tickets?
They're looking good. It's going to be a fun event. Yeah, we've had a lot of people sharing the Facebook event. We've had a lot of people commenting and interacting with us, so we think it's going to be a really fun event. So.
We're excited. The Oompa Band, we're coming to town.
Yeah. So, again, if you're interested in joining us for the fun out at Oktoberfest, you can buy your tickets online beforehand, or you can buy them at the gate.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's going to be right there on 2nd Street.
It will be. Yeah, it's going to be downtown right next to our building, actually, over on 415 South Dewey Street.
So, close to the college.
Yeah, exactly. And if we do end up having storms that day, we'll be moving to the community center. Our rain plan there. So if there's storms coming in, we'll be posting on our Facebook page. We'll send out email blasts. We'll be on our website letting everyone know that we've made a change of venue. Right now, we're still planning to be outside, but we're waiting to see how the weather turns out.
Yeah, so. Looks like a 50% in the morning. Not so much from the
right.
time
that's,
we're going to
fire that's what
up
we're
the
hoping
band.
For. So we're hoping that it'll all be cleared up by the afternoon. Oktoberfest is 4 to 11 p.m.
Now, we've got a lot of food, don't you?
We do. We're going to have some food from Price's Meat Market and Shorty's Grill. So we'll be having some sausages and brats and all that good German food fare.
Good base,
yes.
As they say.
And then exactly, yeah, and we'll also be having pretzels and cookies and we'll have several vendors from around town coming out to sell food.
I just gained 5 pounds. Just listening.
And that's not even talking about the beer yet, Tom.
As you get to the mini, I'm sitting, what happened here?
And like I said, I haven't even talked about the beer. We're going to have several varieties of that, so.
There's another 5.
Yeah.
But all well spent, I must say.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a special occasion. It's a fundraiser. Putting the fun in fundraiser. Exactly right. So you can feel good about doing your drinking and having a few beers.
Okay.
Or just coming out and listening to the polka band.
Now, we got something for kids, don't we?
Yeah, we do. There will be a kids'
games.
Tent. Yes, there will be games. Those giant yard games like Kerplunk, and we'll have a giant Jenga game and all that good stuff. And so that's going to be a tent that your kids can go and hang out at. And have some fun.
Just have a ball.
Yeah, have a ball. I believe there will also be a soccer game, so have a ball.
Oh, wow.
An actual literal ball.
Yeah, they never play soccer in Germany, do they? They call it foosball.
Exactly, yeah. I was actually in Germany during the World Cup when they won.
I bet you that was cool.
Yeah, like I said, the soccer is a lot of fun.
It rules over there. It just
exactly.
They have so many different leagues in it. And so many of the kids and the sports fans have so many different individual players. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's like a national religion. It was, it was so much fun. So we're going to try and bring some of that excitement here to Bartlesville.
Cool.
So we might have that little soccer game for the kids. And like I said, a lot of other stuff. So kid-friendly events. So it should be a lot of fun.
Now, when we talk about OKM Music for the folks who might be new, because we do have a lot of folks who actually move into town virtually every week, I'm told.
Yeah.
And believe me, I meet them.
Yeah.
Hey, we're new to town. So are we.
Yeah.
If they don't know what OKM Music is and they missed the summer presentation, let's give them just a little bit of a flashback.
Sure. Yeah. So our organization, OKM, is based around providing music experiences and cultural experiences to the people of Bartlesville. We provide music education classes for kids, and we do a lot of events for kids, especially during the festival. For instance, last summer during our festival, we had several big performances for kids for free that we offered so that they could have a taste of classical music and more. So they could get that passion and that interest in music at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer a lot of events just throughout the week of main stage performances and big performers who are coming in to do classical music here. And we have a very rich history here in Bartlesville. We've been around for coming on 36 years. So we've been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do a lot of music programming, and we have our annual festival, and outside of that, we have our two fundraisers for the year, Oktoberfest and Christ Kindle Market. So.
All righty. That's coming right up almost after you tear down the tents on this
Yeah,
one.
Exactly. Save the date, December 14th, Christ Kindle Market. It's like a little joyful, little wonderful Christmas town here in Bartlesville.
You got to love it. I mean, goodness sakes, you might not celebrate Christmas, but you got to love the festivity and
all
the fun that goes with it.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I think about a good 98% of the folks around here do.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, with Oktoberfest, I understand The tickets, can we still get them online? We're pretty close.
Oh, yeah. We can still get them online. Oh, yeah. We're not turning you away from online ticket buying right now.
So, I didn't think so.
Yeah, you can absolutely still buy online. So that's at our website, okmmusic.org. Mm-hmm. And then they, like I said, have mentioned here several times is that we have different tiers of tickets. So if you just want entry, so you're not interested in maybe drinking all that much, you just want to come out and enjoy the German American mm-hmm. Society of Tulsa and their music and dance. Then that's our first ticket tier. And then it goes all the way up to endless refills. So if you want to come to Oktoberfest and just have endless beer refills mm-hmm. for the entire event, you can buy a ticket for that as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have a mid-range ticket where you can buy entry and then you get three beers that come with that mm-hmm. Ticket price.
Wow, so you got a little bit of something for everybody.
A little bit of something for everyone, absolutely. So, I bought myself that endless refill ticket. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of do a tasting. I'm going to try all of them.
Yes.
A little tasting, yeah.
A little palate cleanser here.
Exactly, yeah.
Beer, bite of sausage.
Yeah.
Beer, bite of pretzel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little sampler packet there. So there's several different options depending on what you're wanting to do at Oktoberfest. So you can, again, okmmusic.org is where you can get those tickets, or you can just show up at the gate and we'll sell you a ticket there.
Yeah, gladly.
Yeah, we won't turn you away.
Yeah. You got change all there for my 50, will you take the plastic there? Or is it going to be cash only?
No, we'll take credit card.
Well, hot diggity dog. Yeah, so if you forgot to go to the ATM, mm-hmm. they'll take care of you.
Yeah, no, we can absolutely do credit card for the drinks, for, tickets, mm-hmm. for games. There's also, like I said, games, raffles. We'll have all that sort of stuff. So
this is going to be fun. This is absolutely going to be fun.
And we are still looking for volunteers as well.
You got to do that. Now, how can they get on board? Do they go to the website to volunteer?
Yeah, there's information on the website. We have an online sign-up form. You can also check out our Facebook page, which also has the link to our sign-up form for volunteers. And if you volunteer at Oktoberfest, you'll sign up for a two-hour shift, and then you get to experience the rest of Oktoberfest for free. You don't mm-hmm. have to pay entry. And then you also are getting a free food voucher. And if you want
to... Golly.
And hey, if you want to come out and volunteer all day, we'll give you several food vouchers. So, we want to take care of you. So we care about our volunteers. We love working with y'all. So we want to make it a really good experience for everyone. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So again, you can sign up for volunteering at okmmusic.org or by checking out our Facebook page and signing up there. So.
Well, that's super. And now, we do have a default, just in case. I think Mother Nature's going to comply with this.
I hope so. We have our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. But what are we looking at as far? We go down to the community center, just a block or so away?
Yeah, it's right across the street, pretty much. And it's going to be in the community hall there. So
if indeed the clouds get a little bit moist.
Yeah, exactly. We're really hoping not. Oktoberfest is just really best enjoyed outside.
Again,
if cool we don't want to, if it does rain, we're still going to have everything. It's still going to mm-hmm. be the games, still the dancing, still all the raffle, the drinks, everything else, the food. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be inside.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good. That's good. That way, everything's all taken care of. Everything's all copacetic. We'll be good.
Right. Exactly. it's just a backup plan, but hopefully we're outside.
That's great. And of course, if we get the night that we're looking for, something like about 72 degrees.
Yeah, because it's about to get cooler, right? That's what I've been told. Today is the last hot day, and then it's going to cool right down. So
91 today, 68 tomorrow.
That is just wild.
Fall will happen sometime around 8 o'clock tonight.
I know. It's just like one season into the next, just on one specific day. It's just crazy. But right in time for Oktoberfest, which
just
is
in time. It's in October. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is something else. Now, with the OKM Music, you've been busy taking a look at acts for the big festival coming up yet already?
Yeah, so like I said, it's going to be June 12th through 18th mm-hmm. is what our 2020 festival is being planned for at this point. And we won't be releasing any of that information quite yet.
Oh, I couldn't crack her, folks. I tried. Yeah. I tried.
It's all deeply confidential at this point. So we're not letting anything out quite yet.
There you go. I guess that's all good.
Yeah.
Thought we were going to have breaking news here.
But in the meantime, like I said, Chris Kindle Market is December 14th. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to. All the local vendors coming out, buy some Christmas presents and, it's our next major event. So
I have to see that. My mind is telling me that that's going to be kind of dressed up.
You know, it's
a little bit,
yeah. You know, and it's, like I said, it's a really good time just to buy presents for, you know, your friends and family. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, you support your local businesses and support Bartlesville all at the same time. And it, like I said, it's a really cheerful little market. If you can, like I said, harken back to the traditional sort of German Christmas markets with the snow and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it should be a lot of fun.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
And we're talking with Brittany Burling, and she is with OKM Music. And, of course, Oktoberfest coming up Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the market coming up in December as well. And these fundraisers, folks, they help put on the festival that we have. And it also helps with some of your education outreach programs.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stuff that we can't do without the support of our community. I mean, when you look again at our last festival, a lot of those events were offered for free for kids, and also during our community showcase events were offered for free. And so with the only way that we're able to provide those services is through the support of our community, which is why we have fundraisers like this. And we want to make them fun. That's why it's, you know, it's Oktoberfest, and, you know, we want to make our fundraisers enjoyable for everyone. So,
and I want to let everybody know that this started out basically as a Mozart. And it expanded because, music has a lot of different flavors.
Exactly. We wanted to have something for everyone. We wanted everyone to be able to come out and enjoy the festival. And we wanted to encapsulate all of Bartlesville. We wanted to really hit everything that we could. So that was the driving force behind bringing in different genres and expanding just from a classical only to a classical festival. We're still primarily classical, but adding in a lot of other stuff as well to fit more people. So...
strangely enough, you know, music goes back from the time that we first started beating sticks and stones together and creating rhythm and other noises and what have you. But where we are right now, so much of it has sprung forth since, you know, the inception of classical music, as we call it, with the big orchestras. Let's see how many different sounds we can put together, blend them, and maybe separate them and then bring them all together again. And in a lot of different genres of music... kind of sprang up from what we consider to be classical.
Right, absolutely. And something that we've been talking about at our office a lot is you just can't beat that experience of that live performance.
No, you can't.
You know, there's no way to... you can listen to, you know, music on Spotify or YouTube or iTunes or whatever all day long, but it doesn't replicate that experience of being there in person at a concert. So that's something that we really want to bring here to Bartlesville.
Well, right now, it looks like we are going to... have a ticket giveaway on K1, ticket giveaway on K1, and to make sure everybody in the building knew that, so when the phones go crazy.
Yeah.
What do we have here for our Oktoberfest giveaway?
Okay, so same as last time, we're giving away a $50 ticket. So this is a ticket that gets you endless refills for the entire event. So it's our top tier ticket, and so all you have to do is answer this question.
Okay, I'm going to give you the phone number, folks, so you can get your fingers ready. 336-1400. Or 1-800-749-5936. 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. What is your question?
Okay, here's the question. What's the name of the oldest brewery in the world?
What is the name of the oldest brewery in the world?
Yes.
Not in the United States.
In the world. And if you don't know how to pronounce it, that's okay. I also don't know how to pronounce it, so we're all on the same footing there.
Well, that kind of cancels out that one in Cincinnati they call Hoogapole.
Yeah, it's not Coop Ale Works, I'll tell you.
No, it's not.
I do love Coop, but they're not the oldest brewery in the world. So, again, so, $50 ticket there.
And once again, while you're hitting your Google and your Wikipedia, 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936, and we'll probably have this... winner. We'll probably be taking the winner off the air here in just a moment because we're getting ready to close out the oldest brewery in the world.
The oldest brewery in the world. Do you know the answer?
Well, you know, I watched that Ancient Aliens. Wouldn't be in Egypt, would it?
It's not.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyway, Brittany Burling, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll give away the tickets here.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.